Okay, Tov, we are in Simin Vav Se'if Gimel. Today's topic will be the Elokai Neshama prayer. When should it be said? Shulchan Aruch writes, Birchot Elokai Neshama eino potachat bebaruch, mimnei shehu birchat hoda'a. So, Elokai Neshama is a bracha. We're thanking God for giving us back our soul. It's mentioned in the Gemara. And originally, in the Gemara's times, even before, they didn't say Moda'ani, so Elokai Neshama was a thanking God for your soul prayer. But it doesn't start with Baruch, and that's because it's a thanking God type of bracha, and thanking God bracha is not a brachas where you're benefiting something, hana'a, but rather a general thank you. It doesn't require a bracha beforehand. As we've seen in other brachos, you don't have to start with a baruch. Why is this important? So both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan explain, the Shulchan Aruch is explaining why you don't necessarily have to connect Elokai Neshama to Asher Yatzar. Because if it doesn't start with a baruch, so I might have thought you need to connect Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. And the Shulchan Aruch explains, no, it stands independently. It's okay on its own. In Simin Mem Vav, the Rama writes that after Asher Yatzar, you say Birchat HaTorah, to connect your body to Torah. And so that is the custom amongst many. That's what's written in the art scroll, so I think that's why a lot of people do that. And that's fine. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it would be better to connect Asher Yatzar to Elokai Neshama. And that way, it's a bracha hasmucha lechevrata. You connect the bracha of the Asher Yatzar to Elokai Neshama. And similarly, writes the Aruch HaShulchan, that it would be better, according to most postgame like the Tur, to connect Asher Yatzar to Elokai Neshama. And that is a custom amongst many, preferred by the Mishnah Berurah, the Vilna Gaon, who is quoted, and the Aruch HaShulchan. By the way, Moshe Feinstein points out that if you're at a minyan and somebody says a bracha and it's between Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama, you can answer Amin. That's not considered a hefsek. It's okay. Elokai Neshama, by the way, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he goes on and explains a little bit. It refers to the three different parts of our soul, which God breathed into us every day. And that is alluded to in the Nefesh, Neshama, and the vital force is the way he puts it. But in any case, it's a very, very special bracha. You should definitely take time to study it. Okay, next halacha, to finish up the Simen Dalet. Yesh no'agim she'achar she'barach achar b'yachad ha'shachar v'anu acharav amin. Chozer echad me'onim amin u'mbarech moniv acharav amin. Shulchan Aruch writes that there was a custom that different people in the minyan would say the birchot ha'shachar, and everyone would answer amin. Kvesedu ezeh osim kolotam shanu amin t'chila, ve'ein la'ar aleim lomar shekfar yatub amin shana aleim t'chila, v'imnei shambarech enim chaven lo'ti acharim. ואפילו אם היה מברך מכוון להוציא אחרים, הם מכוונים שלא לצאת ברכותו. שולחן הרשב"א is responding. Someone might think, why are they going on to say brachas one after another? It's a bracha שאינה צריכה, it's a bracha לבטלה. I was just yotze, and now I'm saying it again. So the Shulchan Aruch explaining, no, you're not being yotze through these blessings, and they don't have in mind to yotze you, and you're not having in mind to be yotze. It's simply a way of getting more amens. There's an idea of getting 90 amens in your day. Like there's an idea of getting 100 brachas. And so it's a fine custom if that's your custom. And actually in some shuls, it's not too popular nowadays, but I have seen people do that in certain shuls. Writes the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan that that's generally not the custom nowadays. Usually people say Berachat HaShachar at home, and that's fine. Again, in the olden days, the chazan would be yotze people. Nowadays, people do it on their own. People know the brachas on their own because we have sitters. If you want to be extra strict, you can make sure you say the brachas before you hear the brachas in shul. So that way, you're definitely not yotze according to the The Shatz writes the Aruch Shulchan, but again, practically speaking, we make our own brachas. We're not yotze through the Shatz. By the way, again, as I mentioned, Nusach Ashkenaz, many people say the Birchas HaShachar aloud. It's great, more means. Nusach Sfarad, usually we only start at Hodu, and that's also okay, that's fine. Each one should follow their own custom. Okay, you should have a beautiful day full of gratitude for your soul and for all the blessings that Hashem gives us. Have a great day.